Appointment with Fear. Michael Bryant and Alfred Burke in Target by John Foster.
You look frightened. I said you look scared, Mr. Oh, yes, that's right. You prefer to remain anonymous, don't you?
Anonymity is essential.
Fuller's not my real name, of course. Simply a professional pseudonym. My card of identity, so to speak. You do look very frightened.
No, I'm sorry.
No, please don't apologize. You're perfectly entitled to feel nervous. After all, it's not often that one wishes to hire a professional killer. Or is it?
What?
Well, for all I know, this might be a regular pastime of yours. Having people murdered.
No.
You are anxious to have this man killed. Or what was the word you used? That's right. Liquidate it. Good word, liquidate. Good, clean word.
Believe me, this is the only time, the one and only time I've wanted this done.
Yes, I trust you. It is scared not to be on the level. Fear is my business, I can smell it. And you certainly are afraid. Another brandy?
What? Why did you insist that we met here?
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Surely somewhere more private.
But two old friends having a quiet drink together in a Soho pub, ideal. Who would ever imagine that we were arranging a man's murder? Cigar?
No, I only smoke a pipe.
Hastings, you say, a man named John Hastings.
Yes.
You want him dead by tomorrow night?
Yes.
It'll cost you
£10,000 now, a further £10,000 when Hastings is dead.
I think we might well be able to do business.
But there are certain complications. I want Hastings killed in a particular way.
A man can only die once.
In this package, you'll find a revolver. A revolver plus 50 bullets.
It's not normal practice for clients to supply the hardware.
This envelope contains £10,000 in cash and a detailed account of John Hastings' past and present. All will be self-explanatory. I don't want Hastings to die quickly.
You'd like me to use my imagination.
Hastings should undergo a certain degree of emotional stress.
Oh, you do have a neat way of putting things. The danger is, of course, that he'll telephone the police.
But Hastings won't. I know Hastings.
Well, how can you be absolutely sure? Very well. John Hastings will be dead by this time tomorrow night.
Crayfield 727, John Hastings speaking. Hello, Crayfield 727. You there? It's the second time this morning. Probably some crank. Right, let's have a look at the post. Bills, nothing but bills. Hello. Special delivery. What's this? Letters? Cut from newspaper headlines and paste it onto a sheet of paper. J-A-B-O-B-S. Jacobson. That's all. Completely blank except for this name. Jacobson.
Shut up, guy!
Posted from Crayfield General early this morning. Name and address typed in red on the envelope. Ah, I don't get it at all. Forget it. Unless... Crayfield 727.
Morning, John. Mike Stevens.
Oh, Mike. Good to hear you.
How are you? How did your trip to London go?
Fine.
You sound a bit subdued. Everything okay?
Well, I got back from town this morning to find that some bastard had broken into one of the outhouses and killed all the pigeons.
Good God.
Shh. shot them, every single one. Completely motiveless slaughter. I just finished burning the remains.
Didn't anyone hear the gunshots?
Why, it's pretty isolated here, you know. My nearest neighbor lives over 5 miles away. We were only put onto STD in this area 6 months ago.
You told the police?
No, I have not. Pointless, anyway. The PC plobs we get down here only fit to issue dog licenses. But you know my views. Too many people hang themselves around the necks of the police when they get into trouble. Well, nobody's going to spoon-feed me.
John Hastings, the one-man army.
Yeah, I'll tackle this particular problem myself. There's something else, Mike. I cut open a couple of the dead pigeons and removed the bullets. They were mine.
God.
Yeah, the ones I make myself at home here. I don't know how the devil he managed to get a hold of them. House hasn't been broken into, so far as I can tell.
You ought to inform the police, John.
No way. That fella comes back, he'll get all he deserves.
Well, for God's sake, don't do anything rash.
Oh, I think I'll be all right. Enough guns in this house to arm a regiment.
It's not your safety I'm anxious about. You're no mean marksman yourself.
Quite. I'm also a great believer in rough justice.
Anyway, my reason for phoning is to ask about the book.
Oh, it's coming on. I've done a lot of research while I've been in London.
Good. The sooner we see some manuscript, the better.
Mike, the other phone's ringing now. Can I call you back?
No, that's all right. If you could put those photographs in the post.
Will do.
And John, mind how you go.
Bye, Mike. Well, here he is again. Well, well, you do actually talk, What do you want?
That's something you sought to discover.
Was it you who broke into my house last night?
Pity about the pigeons, Hastings.
You're sick.
Pity about you.
Yes, this is probably his handiwork as well. Jacobson. Jacobson. Now, come to think, I do seem to recall something. Now, put it out of your mind. I must sort those photographs for Mike. Thornton Cross, probably ringing from there. Not the greatest conversationalist in the world, are you?
Don't you ever get lonely?
What?
Lonely without a woman, Hastings. Don't you ever want for female company?
There's a ripe answer to that.
Don't you miss Velma, Hastings?
Velma?
Hello, Davy. Hello, Davy.
You remember Velma, surely? Don't you miss her, Hastings?
I don't know any woman called Velma.
No, of course you don't know. Not now. You can't know the dead, can you?
What is this? Who the hell are you?
Poor Velma. 6 foot under. Well before her time. If she could only speak from the grave.
I've told you I've no idea.
Where are your friends, Hastings? Haven't got any, have you? Velma was the last woman you slept with, wasn't it, Hastings?
Get off the bloody line.
20 years ago. Nothing to say? Self-possessed John Hastings, self-contained everyman, phoned in the middle of a working day by a stranger with bad memories of his past.
I don't happen to have any bad memories.
No, not even about Velma.
I have never known anyone named Velma.
Not right back there on the tip of your memory, Hastings. Tear through the cobwebs, and there she sits, a tall, slim girl with hazel brown hair, eyes to match, cool as they come, a voice as smooth as old English butter. Velma.
What was that? must be static. Static on the line.
Remember Bovington Camp, Hastings? Remember Aldershot?
I know Aldershot is a place. I'm at a military establishment there. What about it?
Remember what happened at Aldershot? Remember what you did?
No, I...
Remember Gregson?
Gregson?
Think, Hastings, think. Aldershot, Hastings, when you were in the army. That's where it happened.
I wasn't.
Bring something!
I was never in the army.
You remember Korea, don't you, Hastings? Where you and Gregson fought side by side?
I know none of these people.
You were a killer once, Hastings, the best there was. When you were a captain in the army, when you killed for your country.
Just listen here. But I never served in the army. I never fought in Korea.
Yes, you did. You and Gregson together.
Look, you've got me muddled with somebody else.
John Hastings, 46, bachelor, specialist expert in guns and armaments, freelance journalist, author, lecturer, and military advisor. Gross earnings, £15,000 per annum.
Okay, so you've looked me up in Who's Who.
Currently writing a book about the history of the tank.
How did you know about that?
You've got an office in London, your country house here in Hampshire, a chalet in Spain. You run two cars, you own a yacht moored at Poole. You have your own personal museum of rare guns there at your house, and an extensive collection of modern weapons, for which you manufacture your own bullets on a machine specially designed by yourself, and you have your own private firing range to the back of the house.
You appear to know a lot about me. God. My God. Who on earth?
Shut up, guy. Shut up! Shut up!
The police. No. You heard him. He threatened your life. Now, call the police. No. No. Shaking. What in God's name's happening? I'll take it easy. I need a drink. Yes. No, you know the rule. Never take alcohol before 7 in the evening. Now calm down. Mustn't let this maniac get the better of me. Slow breathing. Take a grip. Oh, have a drink. Just this once. Solution lies in intelligence. Work it out, man. Use your brain. Think. It's just like a crossword puzzle. Stuck with clues, just like you would a crossword puzzle. Then beat this little squirt at his own game. Now, those places he spoke of. Bobbington, all the shot. And all that stuff about Korea. How does it tie in? Those people. Were those people? Names he kept repeating. Velma? Yes. Velma, and Gregson.
Davy, come and dance. Look, Davy. Everyone's dancing.
Come on, Davy, old boy. Chop, chop.
Davy, please. Please come and dance with Velma.
Let's go and get a skinful. After all, we might be dead tomorrow.
Those voices. Who? What were those voices going through my mind? Oh, bloody hell, the brandy's gone to my head. Oh, but that name, Velma, seemed to remember something. Way back. Yes. Velma.
The pipe suits you, Davy. The pipe makes you look so distinguished.
Davy. Keep hearing that name. Someone called Davy. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, my mind's all a blur. This is so inefficient not to remember. God, I wish I had my pipe. I could do with a smoke. Probably in the lounge. I don't smoke. I disapprove of smoking in any form. I've never smoked in my entire life.
A pipe suits you, Davy. Suits you, Davy. Davy.
Oh, good God. Right. Enough is enough. I'm getting a sight out of that lunatic on the phone. So, how'd you get out of this house? Take Guy for a walk. don't know. I'll take a walk to Fountain Cross. Take a discreet look at that telephone kiosk. And I'll take a pistol with me just in case. Phone box. Yes, he could have phoned from there. Let's see what's inside. Stay put, guy. Cigar smoke. Butts on the floor. Could be him. Impossible to tell. Yeah, I think I'll find a vantage point over there by the edge of the woods. Keep watch for a while. See if anyone turns up. I should have brought the field glass. Like a pig. Must get across the road and into those bushes. No. Oh, he'll pick me up like a fly. I'd be an open target. Idiot. Just stay where I am, behind the phone box. That's safest. Just wait. He's moved position.
What do you want?
Hello there, David. Glad you could make it. I've been waiting for you. Has your memory improved yet, Davy? Remember Velma now, do you?
Why do you call me Davy? Why do you keep doing that?
Because it's your name, Davy. The name you were born with.
Hastings. That's my name, John Hastings.
You may have changed your identity, but someone has a long memory, Jacobson. And now they've caught up with you.
Look. Please, tell me who you are. Who are you?
I'm a professional killer. Hired on contract. Hired to kill you, Jacobson.
Professional killer.
Make it slow. Those are my instructions. Make him suffer.
Who? But who?
Let him die inch by inch.
Is it this? Velma, you keep talking about it. Did Velma send you? Well, is it? Or is it Greg?
How could it be either of them, Jacobson? Velma, your wife, is dead, as well you know. And Gregson, you killed them. Murdered them both.
Wife. Murder.
Whoever hired me remained anonymous. Perhaps it's one of your sons, Jacobson. They'll have grown up by now. Young men in their 20s. Maybe it's one of them.
My name is John Hastings. I've been a bachelor all my life. I've no idea what you're talking about, you understand?
Sorry, Captain.
Captain. David. Jacobson.
Oh, David. You look so smart in your uniform. Let me take another picture.
You're a lucky fella, you know, Davy, old boy. Well, I mean to say, girls like Velma, they don't come in the post.
Oh. I remember. Oh, God, I remember.
So what you did, Jacobson... A bullet in the brain for what you did.
I see it all so clear. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
time to die, Jacobson.
No, please. I see, I understand. Let me talk to you. Explain.
Time to die.
No.
So you want a party then, do you, Jacobson? Right. That was your gun arm, I can tell. That was it, Jacobson. You're out of action now. You're a fool, soldier. You wanted to play a game.
Listen. Please, Lester, don't. I must talk to you.
Nothing to talk about, Jacobson. You're dead.
Guy. Here, boy. Come here. There. Good boy. Good dog. All right. Now, Guy. Go on. Find him. Take him. No. Oh.
Pity about your dog, Jacobson.
Why, you bastard? Why?
I admit it wasn't in the contract. I come free.
You could have shot it. You could have killed it cleanly.
A knife is quicker. Quieter. Now I see animals, Al Stations. Now I see vicious animals.
Only wanted him to stop you, disarm you. You didn't have to.
Turn around, Jacobson. I said, turn around. My contract says dead by tonight. 5 o'clock. I shall be delivering early.
I know what you're doing here. I know why you've come to kill me.
Yes.
When you called me Jacobson, I realized, remembered. Slowly at first, then everything came flooding back.
So tell me, soldier, there's some time left before I have to pull this trigger.
Because of my wife, Velma. Because I killed her. And Gregson. They were having this affair. Selma and Gregson. My wife. My best friend. I found out. And one night.
David!
What? David, no! Please, David!
No, hold on, old boy!
He shot them. As they lay there in bed together.
When the station was all shot. Tom Gregson had been best man at my wedding.
You got hit to Bovington camp. You met Velma at Bovington.
But you had two boys. Twins. Simon and... That's it. That's right. Simon and Dennis.
What happened to you, kid?
Got taken into care. Adopted later. Remember signing some papers in this place. A mental home. He kept me there in this home till I was better, cured.
And when you emerged, you became John Hastings.
Yes, I destroyed Jacobson here in my mind. I needed to become someone else, to be someone else.
Change your name completely, change your identity completely, find a new career. Hoping that nobody would remember. Least of all, you.
No, don't you see? I hired you. It was me. I hired you to act to voices. I had voices in my mind from the past. Oh, Velma Gregson. I had to do something. I
called you. I met you last night in a pub in Soho. Your name, your professional name is Fuller. I gave you £10,000. I gave you that gun you're holding and cartridges, the box cartridges, the ones I make myself.
The man I spoke to had a moustache. Four horn ring glasses.
Disguise?
Yeah, like Jekyll and Hyde.
My voice, don't you recognize my voice?
Yeah, you're stammering now because you're afraid.
I provided you with a dossier giving you all the facts about me, about Hastings. I said, taunt him over the bar. Hastings is dry slowly to purge myself to remove the torment. Is it done?
Or, you know, that's just guilty.
Yeah. So much to subconscious guilt of those Hastings had to die, see, he had to.
Oh, I'll tell you. I should be happy to oblige.
No, no, no. Don't you see, I think I've become strong, really. I think I've got, at long last, been free.
Oh, it's nothing like wings, wings.
It's Christ. Wait, wait.
I can't. Who is this? You don't have to die, but you're a danger to me now.
But it's wings. I don't know what. The lid. Jacob, for me, don't the lid.
Sorry. Okay, go.
I'm trying to get a skin for it. Not more. It might be dead tomorrow.
Oh, baby. Please come and dance this day, what? There you are, soldier. You may as well have your gun back.
Michael Bryant as Hastings and Alfred Burke as Fuller in Target by John Foster. Other parts were played by Kenneth Shanley and Sandra Freeman. Technical presentation was by Brian Stevens. Appointment with Fear is produced and directed by Derek Hodinott.